Hey, it's Bradley J. And you know, I've never done a podcast, so I don't really know how I should start it out. But I will say this. I decided to do one because I see things every day when it comes to stories that I'm interested in or that I'm like, what? And I want to start off by a what when I saw this story. The Loch Ness Monster. We've all heard about the Loch Ness Monster, right? Is it real? Is it not real? We've seen pictures. We've seen pictures that have been doctored. Well, someone got a high-def photo of the Loch Ness Monster. I mean, think about it. We've had a killer virus. We've had something called murder hornets. Why not the Loch Ness Monster? Why not? Why shouldn't it be real in 2020? Yes, someone was on vacation in Scotland last year, and they took a photo, and they just now posted it online. And people are like, yeah, this is legit. This is real. That's the Loch Ness Monster. But the person who took the photo is a skeptic. So if you're the person taking the photo, and you're skeptic, why share it? But they did, and it kind of does. It kind of does look like the Loch Ness Monster coming up out of the water. Now, the guy took the photo from only 30 feet away, and he says it could have been a seal. It could have been a big fish. But I'm thinking Loch Ness Monster. Come on, please be real. I want the Loch Ness Monster to be real so bad because I want to go see it. Now, I'll probably never get over to go see it, but I would really love to. Speaking of that, which monster would you like to see? Loch Ness Monster, Bigfoot, Abominable Snowman? I mean, for me, it would be the Loch Ness Monster, just because I think I could actually run away. I would be on land and it would be in the water. But the Loch Ness Monster, please make it real. Now, let's move on to something that concerns us, all of us. Because we all want to get out of the house. We all want to get out and go do something. And we all know that eventually concerts are going to come back. Movies are starting to come back now. They're going to let certain people in if you're wearing a mask. And, you know, other places where people gather. We all want to go to those places. But the question is, how? How are we going to do it to stay safe? Well, over in Britain, the Mirror tabloid is saying that the music industry is actually going to be up and running by the fall. And they might do it by having, are you ready for this? You're a fan going into your favorite artist concert and you're going to walk through a disinfectant mist. You know, when it's hot and you go to like an outdoor event, they have those water mist where you can walk under and get cool for a second. Yeah, think about this. You're walking into a concert. And all of a sudden, they're like, okay, let's check your temperature. Okay, you're good to go. But you're going to have to walk through this disinfectant mist. One of the things, like, what is the disinfectant? What's it going to be raining down on me? And think about the clothes you're wearing. Like, is it going to ruin my clothes? And if it does, who's going to pay for them? Here's my question. Would you walk through a disinfectant spray to see a concert? I would not. I wouldn't do it. I just wouldn't do it. I wouldn't. I know there are some people that probably would, but I wouldn't. But would you? Disinfectant spray coming down on you, and then you get to go in and see your favorite artist perform at a concert. Time now to run through some coronavirus insanity that's going on around the world. Have you heard about this? People have actually been microwaving library books to kill the virus. They want to read so bad that they'll put their library book in the microwave to like burn the virus away. And it's really dangerous because a lot of the books that people get from the library have metal ID tags in them. Think about that. You're putting a metal tag that's in a book in a microwave. Yeah, that can spark and cause a fire. Also, coronavirus insanity going on. A city in Thailand has had to start sterilizing monkeys. Sterilizing monkeys. Why? Because they're terrorizing the locals now that tourists aren't there to feed them. See, tourism. It needs to come back. We need to get rid of this virus. And finally, in coronavirus insanity, a college student forgot a bag of potatoes in her apartment when her school shut down. I mean, that's like one of the last things you're going to think about. You're like, oh, bag of potatoes. Just leave them in the corner. They'll be good. Yeah, she went back 3 months later. The sprouts coming out of them, several feet long. But I wonder if Jack lives there. You know, Jack and the Beanstalk. potato vine. All right, that was bad. Let's move on to quarantine and wanting to be with someone. You know, the booty call. There's a new survey out that found 30% of people who are quarantined alone have left their house to hook up during the lockdown. Seriously, and just over half of them have also had someone over to their place to, you know, do what two people do. Which, I don't know, there probably are people out there. I'm one of those people. I'm going to be cautious until they get the coronavirus, COVID-19, taken care of. I'm going to wear a mask. I'm going to wash my hands. I'm going to do what I believe is necessary to keep myself safe. Now, if a female called me for a booty call, would I go out of the house? Yeah, I'm going to say no. I don't think it's worth getting COVID-19 or the coronavirus and possibly dying for that. I'm not doing it. I know there are people that would. I know that people, they're just going out right now. But me? No. I am not one of the people who live alone that has broken quarantine for a booty call. And now on to maybe your favorite part of this first show, country news. Since I do work at the Big 94.5 Country, you can catch my show 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday and Sunday from 2 to 6. Let's start with Luke Bryan. He's got a new song that he's getting ready to release, and it's called Build Me a Daddy. And if you haven't seen the video, you really need to check it out. It is such a cool video and a way to celebrate dads. And it has his two sons in it as well. But he wants you and your dad in his new video, Build Me a Daddy. Now, he's asking fans that are Luke Bryan fans to take a photo of themselves with their father figures and then upload them to his website for a chance to be in the video. Now, you've got through July 5th to get this done, but only one entry per person, and 20 people will be chosen to be included in the video. How cool would that be if you're a Luke Bryan fan? Like, you submit your picture of you and your father, the person who is your father figure in your life, and all of a sudden, he gets back with you, and he's like, hey, I'm going to use your picture to be in the video, so be looking out for it. That would be cool. Now, if there was any picture of mine that should be used in a video, it's for a Lindsay L video or a Sarah Evans video. That's my dream. Picture me. I've met both of those ladies and they're fantastic and I love their music. Now let's move on. Eric Church releasing a new song. And I love this song title, all right? Put that in your country song. That's the name of Eric Church's song. It'll be out tomorrow. It's a social commentary on the state of the world. So you know Eric's got something to say about what's going on in the world today. And if you want to hear that song, it's out tomorrow called Put That in Your Country Song by Eric Church. And I'm going to wrap up this, I guess I'm going to call it a little podcast with some random facts. Did you know the easternmost point in Canada is St. John's in Newfoundland? And because Canada is so huge, it's actually closer to Croatia in Europe than to Vancouver on Canada's west coast. Another fact for today, when Anders Celsius invented his temperature scale in 1742, he had the boiling point of water at 0 degrees. Have no idea why. So what do you think the freezing point of water was? 100 degrees. Yeah, he died, and then somebody was like, man, that guy had it all wrong. Flip that around. When freezing water, 0 degrees. When it's hot, 100 degrees. Flip it around. And, I mean, Anders Celsius had nothing to say about it. See, that's what happens when you die. People change things that you did. I'm Bradley J. Thanks for listening.